Go Family Soup 2. Dave, coming to you live from the Marina Sands Infinity Pool. Super smoggy, smoky, pretty freaking incredible, right? Pretty nutty, right? We're like 2,000 feet up in a pool. This is that one you see in movies all the time. So anyways, just wanted to share that with you. Jump in this real quick before we head off to the Cointelegraph party. But today, we had a lot of fun. You know, we did a lot of interviews. So we talked into people like Ruben, the CEO of Zcoin. We bumped into a bunch of other people. You're going to interview a ton of people for CoinDesk. That was a lot of fun. A lot of people interviewed us, you know, from Monarch to help spread the word. So
please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family.
To all the interviews and everything else that we did and all the people along the way. So anyways, love you. Let's go check it out.
What is going on, peeps? So we are here with Wee, super fun guy here with Binance. So tell us what you do, man.
Yeah, so I'm the CFO for Binance.
CFO.
CFO, yeah, Chief Financial Officer. Or as my friend joked with me, the UFO.
Awesome, man. Well, you guys have a bunch of cool stuff coming out with Binance, right? So not only are you guys coming to the U.S., which registration starts when?
So we announced that Binance U.S., which is the local partner for Binance in the U.S., will be opening for user registration next Wednesday.
Dude, it's pretty sick.
A lot of exciting stuff planned for that.
Awesome, man. And then what did I hear about the futures?
Yeah, so we currently are and basically been running tests and sort of trading competitions on a testnet format for two futures platforms. One is Binance Futures, which we are going to launch and open today, and then also Binance Jex, which is another futures and options platform that we've acquired.
That's awesome, man. Is that going to be in the States too, or is that going to be outside?
It's outside.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then I heard something too about interest, right? So you guys are doing some interest platform?
Yeah. So last couple of weeks, we've actually opened up on-platform lending, which basically that users can basically lock in their USDT, BNB, or BTC for 14 days and then get anywhere between 6 to 15% interest rate annualized on that.
Annually? Even though if you just lock up for 6 days?
14 days.
So 14 days.
Each contract runs 14 days.
Gotcha.
And then during those 14 days, you can get, you know, up to 10% on your BNB.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that runs in conjunction because we've been offering margin on Binance, you know, up to about 3 or 4X for certain coins. And I think it's... And now that with that platform, that service has been running for a couple of months, we feel confident in that we can actually have users that want to borrow and there's users that want to lend. And we basically want to make it an in-platform service and then basically and then bring that economics back to the user.
Gotcha. So kind of how does it work exactly? I mean, mm-hmm. So say, for instance, I got a bunch of Bitcoin. Can I kind of stake that or just BNB?
Right now, I think, I don't quote me on it, but right now I think we have, originally we launched it with ETC, BNB, BTC, BNB, ETH, ETC, and USDT.
Yeah.
I think we're going to add like maybe 5 or 6 more, gradually roll it out. And then each period is basically 14 days. And then we'll publish interest rate. And then basically you can subscribe to it.
So how is the funds being held?
It's basically just the funds that exist already. It's basically your funds that's already in Binance.
Gotcha.
And then once you
I have to transfer them anywhere else?
No, you don't have to touch it.
Stay right there?
It's basically, it gets locked for 14 days.
Okay.
And then 14 days later, you get interest and your principal unlocked.
Wow. Huh. Very cool. What other stuff do you guys have coming on?
Some of the other stuff we're working, we're planning on working on staking.
Okay.
So for tokens that do provide staking capabilities, I think we're going to be offering that as a service for free for holders of funds within Binance as well.
Gotcha. Is there any news on, you know, kind of the leaked KYC documents? Any updates there?
I mean, that stuff, I think, you know, it's resolved. I think we basically have offered not attractive, because it's obviously it's like if you have your stuff out there, it's bad for you. But I think we've offered, you know, compensation to users that are Binance users that have their documents out there.
Oh, well, what's that look like for people?
It's monetary.
Yeah,
monetary
yeah.
compensation. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, what's that look like in dollar amount wise, right? So say,
in the thousands.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, cool. And then some more about yourself, man. Where are you from initially?
My background is I was actually born in China.
All right.
And then I moved Nanjing.
Okay.
And then I moved to the U.S. When I was about 10 and a half. So I actually did middle school, high school, and college in the U.S.
What part?
The South.
The South?
Like Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. It's awesome, man. Yeah.
And then after sort of university, I moved out to Asia. and then I've been sort of based out of Asia for the last 15 years.
Gotcha. What brought you into crypto, man? And how'd you get into Binance?
Well, I got in because of the co-founders. So I met CZ and Hoi, our two co-founders, while I was CFO at an internet company in Beijing, while both of them were actually CTO and CMO at OKCoin back like in 2013, 2012-ish. And then I met them just sort of like, you know, casually. And then I've just basically been staying in touch with them. And then last year, I begged for a job. And luckily they said yes. So here I am.
Internet to CFO.
There you go.
Awesome, man. Yeah. And if you had all the money in the world, man, well, to you, I mean, I guess not all the money in the world, but if you had all the money you'd ever want in the world, what would you do, man? What would you do for fun, or what would you do with your life if you just didn't need to work anymore?
I don't think I'll stop working.
No?
If I have all the money in the world, I figure out how to give it away.
Yeah?
In awesome, an effective man. Way.
Very yeah. cool. Well, hey, it was a pleasure meeting you, my friend.
No problem.
Awesome.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right.
God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.